Now we have the story of people who are eating out by dining in. Numerous websites seek to connect diners with home cooking in someone else's house. Eat With, or Side Tour, or Voulez-vous promise to connect you with a stranger who would be happy to have you over for dinner. Reporter Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC gave it a try.
It's easy to think that this latest foodie trend sweeping New York and other cities is all about the food. Can't wait to get that home-cooked meal in Chinatown. But it's not.
No baseball.
The food is often just an excuse.
Dutchess moved from Brooklyn to LA.
For what can essentially be a really great party with a bunch of people you've never met.
You say JC. Because in my funny speaking language, I say always JZ.
This was a taco party I found through the Eat With website. I paid $40 to go to the home of two fun-loving Latinas. They have a great apartment filled with art just across from the Brooklyn Museum, and as soon as their guests arrived, they made it a point to shove rum drinks into their hands. Katrin Bergmann came all the way from Frankfurt, Germany. She was part of a gaggle of German tourists that turned up because she'd seen a segment on Eat With on German TV called How to Survive in New York.
We thought we wanted to do something different from a normal tourist tour, and we wanted to talk to real people who live here. And so we have real Brooklyn people around us, and that's...
And Germans,
yes.
The hosts, Glory Linares and Victoria Delgado, keep shuttling between the dining room and kitchen, frying up empanadillas stuffed with Oaxaca cheese. They're both vivacious, easygoing, perfectly suited to the job of hosting a bunch of strangers and dealing with unforeseen circumstances, like an episode last summer.
And all of a sudden we hear a thump on the floor.
She passed out?
She did pass out. And we freaked out a little bit. Not
after
that,
she was like really, like she was fine. And
she just fainted.
Because it was a hot day and lady went a little heavy on the rum. But I actually went for two dinners and one was nothing like the other.
If ambition is tied into authenticity, there's nothing more powerful than that.
Here, the setting was the East Village in Manhattan, and the host, a Wall Street banker turned Hindu monk.
The problem with it is that when it gets rooted in narcissism, then it takes on a very different form.
We sat in Rasanath Dasa's apartment, discussing authenticity and the pure life, capitalism and self-denial, all the while sipping water and having what might be some of the best soup I have had. If all of this sounds a little strange, a little surreal, it was, and completely mesmerizing. Vipin Goyal co-founded SideTour, the site where you can sign up for Rasanath Dasa's dinner. He said the company takes pains to find people who are more than just good cooks.
It was about people who we thought would be really remarkable for other people to get to know.
The idea seems to be succeeding. SideTour says some of its hosts make anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 a year. And in the fall, the company was bought by Groupon. Meanwhile, Eat With is adding dining experiences in dozens of countries. Not that anyone is expecting home dining to replace restaurants, at least not in New York. After all, there are only so many New Yorkers who can cook and are willing to play host in their tiny apartments. But that doesn't make the experience any less fun.
Cheers.
For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.